Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlie Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus Said, We Are Living Examples for Others. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus said, and we're reading in the book of Luke right now, and we are reading the Bible in 1 year. And we'd encourage you to read along with us because there is power by knowing the Word of God. The Bible is not just a book. It is a weapon, like a gun, a knife, a sword. If you don't know the Word of God, you will not be able to fight the enemy. And believe me, we are in a battle, because as the time grows nearer that Jesus will return, the more evil will be in the earth. And we can see it happening now. Every single day, there's horrific things happening in the world as well as in our own country. So we need to be praying, but we also need to fight. And how do we fight? Not physically, spiritually, but we have to use the Word of God, because only the Word of God has power. If you've been reading the Bible or you know anything about the Word of God, you know I'm telling you the truth. If you don't know the Word, you need to check me out to see if I'm lying or telling you the truth about the Word of God. There is a scripture that says, the Word of God is like a two-edged sword, that it goes in cutting and it comes out cutting. And that means there's no weapon that's formed against us will prosper unless we let it, unless we don't know our rights, unless we don't know how to use the Word of God. And so I'm encouraging you to learn the Word of God. If you need help, send me a text, send me a in Facebook. I will give you any help that I can provide in the Word of God. Okay, the practical Word of God, the Word of God that nobody can live up to. Because we are all sinners, we're all going to make mistakes, and we're all going to fall. So, all right. In Luke 17, Jesus said, there will always be temptation to sin, but woe to the man who does the tempting. If he were thrown into the sea with a huge rock tied to his neck, he would be far better off than facing the punishment in store for those who harm these little children's souls. I'm warning you, rebuke your brother if he sins, and forgive him if he's sorry. Even if he wrongs you 7 times a day, each time turns again and ask forgiveness and forgive him. One day, the apostle said to the Lord Jesus, and this is the disciples that were living with Jesus, and they walked with him, they talked with him, they seen his ministry, they saw the miracles, they saw him rise from the dead, they saw him go up to heaven. So they are the eyewitnesses to the fact that Jesus did live on this earth. He did die on the cross. He did get buried. And on the third day, and like today is the day that he would be dying on the cross, really. On Friday, he died on the cross. On Sunday, he woke up from the grave. So it has significant meaning. And if you want to know more, Gospel to the New Testament, be the Gospel. And like my dad told me, read all the red words. If you don't read anything else, read what Jesus said. And if you don't come away with a different perspective, I will be shocked. One day, the apostle said to the Lord Jesus, "We need more faith. Tell us how to get it." "If your faith were only the size of a mustard seed," Jesus said, "it would be large enough to uproot that mulberry tree over there and send it hurtling into the sea. Your command would bring immediate results. When the servant comes in from plowing or taking care of the sheep, he doesn't just sit down and eat, but he first prepares his master's meal and serves him with supper before he eats. And he is not even thanked, for he is merely doing what he is supposed to do. Just so, if you merely obey me, you should not consider yourself worthy of praise, for you have simply done your duty. Friends, God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, good or bad, will be rewarded." And there's a scripture that says that Jesus will reward us. In the book of Revelation, there's 8 blessings in the book of Revelation for those who have served the Lord all of their life and stayed faithful to the end. There's a wonderful reward. I'd love for you to read it. If you'd like to know what those 8 blessings are, send me a message and I will send it to you. Whatsoever we sow. My mother says it a different way. She said, "What goes around comes around." That's what it means about sowing. You're planting good things or bad things. If you're planting bad things, you need to stop. But if you're planting good things, you need to keep on going and planting those seeds, good seeds, so it can build up into a good tree. Good or the bad will be rewarded. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If you're planting good things, you will get a good crop. If you're planting bad things, you're going to get a bad crop. And sometimes we plant good things and we still get a bad crop. So we are all human. We're all learning and we make mistakes and we fall and we have to get up and we have to continue. And we have to serve the Lord until people can see that godliness in us. And then we cannot get prideful because we're perfect. We're not perfect. Every one of us is a sinner. I don't care if it's a pastor or a sheep or a child. We are all sinners. Why? Because we have the sin nature in us. It's a nature that we cannot get rid of. Only Jesus can take away that desire for evil. Friends, if you would like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, I didn't know him for many years. I heard about him, and I thought he was a good man, and he had good things to say and everything, but I did not know him personally. So I was 27 years old, and you can do the same. Pray this prayer after me. Father God, I know you are Lord, because the Bible says you are. And I know, Father God, that you died for my sins. Like tonight, Father God, it's the remembrance of you dying on that cross. You were the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And Lord, you will receive anyone who calls upon your name. And I call upon your name today in the name of Jesus. Lord, save me, Jesus. Heal me. Yes, change my heart. Give me a new life. Forgive my sins, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for by faith I receive it. Lord, you said that if whoever confesses you before men, he will confess them before your Father. And God, you will wipe away every tear. Father God, you will take away every pain, Father God, that we went through. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now for salvation. We forgive others because we're not perfect, and we know other people who have hurt us, or maybe we've hurt them, and we ask you to forgive us and forgive them in Jesus' name. Write my name in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer with me, can you text me or let me know in Facebook that you heard the message and you received Jesus. I would love to hear that. And have a good day. God bless. Happy Easter.